Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks whose word is good as gold, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Word as good as gold certainly applies to the business I was in, and most any other that I can think of, at least in our part of the country, it still does. Sorry, I can't say that same for the folks who are involved in leadership roles in Washington, D.C., and I speak specifically about ethanol, renewable fuel standards, and that sneaky little word, waivers. Several weeks ago, President Trump committed to live up to the 50 billion gallon ethanol requirements of the renewable fuel standards. He pledged to help farmers by ensuring the 15 billion gallon market for ethanol as prescribed by law. A deal is a deal, right? Not in that place, because along came the EPA and they proposed half of what the president committed to on October 4th. That's right, just half, which is a horrible deal for farmers, especially those who are battling to harvest this year's crop, assuming they even got it planted. Expanding just a bit, over the past 3 years on average, while the Department of Energy has recommended only 770 million gallons of biofuels exemptions, the EPA has actually granted 1.35 billion gallons of exemptions. To put that in perspective, South Dakota's 16 ethanol plants produce a little more than 1 billion gallons of ethanol annually. To demonstrate just how serious is this situation, nationally nearly 390 ethanol and biodiesel plants have closed, either permanently or temporarily, because of the exemptions. I need not remind the folks in our state of the importance of ethanol to corn farmers, the livestock feeders, the state's economy, and certainly the number of good jobs those plants provide. I should add, biofuels also add to the opportunity for our young people to live and work in South Dakota. We can help put pressure on the EPA by simply visiting ncga.com. I'd further suggest that those who represent us in D.C. continue to remind the president he's the boss. It seems that the folks at the EPA work for him. Included in that presidential reminder should be the phrase, a deal's a deal. Simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can, and hey, thanks for what you do.